The Insurance Council of Australia has declared an insurance catastrophe in New South Wales following the devastating storms and widespread flooding. The declaration allows people who've suffered damage to their homes and businesses to have their claims expedited, with insurers already receiving thousands of claims for damages.
We'll be in contact with them to make sure they understand their responsibilities, for them to make sure they cut the check. Now, they can't be tricky on this. They can't play games. They simply have to be honest with their customers. This is a time where the spotlight is on them to make sure they do the right thing. This is an opportunity for them to build some trust after the Royal Commission. The banking sector themselves have been very forward-leaning on this, but we'd expect the Insurance Council to also make sure their members are just as forward-leaning and honest.
That's Federal Emergency Management Minister David Littleproud speaking to us yesterday on Breakfast. Well, Andrew Hall is CEO of the Insurance Council of Australia. Andrew, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
So David Littleproud there, putting your members on notice to do the right thing by customers. Did you hear that message, and are your members doing the right thing?
Well, insurers are ready to respond, and they have been for a long time. You'll have seen over the last couple of years, particularly last year, 2020, where we had bushfires, we had hailstorms. Insurers have been very quick to react. We've declared a catastrophe. It's activated a whole range of services that people can access. It means they get prioritised. And we've got groups of assessors that are ready to roll. As soon as the SES and New South Wales authorities give us permission, we will have assessors being able to move into the flood areas to assess exactly what the damage is looking like.
How many claims have you received so far?
We've received 9,500 overnight, and we expect that number to climb over the coming days as people return to their homes. But what our message is today is for people, regardless of whether you've been able to return to your home yet or not, please contact your insurer and alert them to the fact that you'll be making a claim.
Some analysts say the cost could balloon to up to $2 billion. That's more than the cost of the bushfire claims. Do you have an estimate of the cost of this and how much it's likely to compare to natural disasters like the bushfires?
Well, it's still early days, Fran. Last year, you remember when the drought broke, we had floods through New South Wales. They weren't as severe as what we're going through at the moment. Those floods cost nearly $1 billion in claims. So we expect that there will be a fairly hefty bill from this event as it slowly ekes out. And it's not over yet, unfortunately. The Bureau is predicting more rain today.
Is it fair to say that the cost of insurance cover for floods or damages for floods usually outstrips other kind of natural disasters, if I can make a comparison?
If you're in a high flood risk area, it does make up a fairly large part of your premium. It can do. But by and large, perils are calibrated across, you know, where people live and the like. And insurers take out reinsurance, and we have a well-capitalised insurance pool in this country to be able to cope for most of the natural disasters that we face.
What about those who aren't insured? I read a story this morning of someone who lived in the Liverpool area who's facing flood damage, facing evacuation, and said he, like many others, are not insured because it's just too expensive. He said, who can afford $30,000 insurance? Is this going to be a problem? You'll find that premiums have gone up so far already because of past floods in floodplain areas that people won't be insured. And what's your advice to people in that situation?
Well, I mean, my heart goes out to them. And one of the problems we've got in this country is that we've allowed housing developments to occur in areas that are at risk of high flood. I think we need to have a national conversation around where development is permitted. Mm. And the fact that a lot of developments have occurred in areas that face flooding, 1 in 50-year floods, I think questions need to be raised around what is government doing to be able to prevent or mitigate those types of risks to people's homes.
And what are you saying there, that after a flood like this, that actually some areas should be declared off limits, that people should not be able to go back to their homes, or that we should stop future building, or what kind of mitigation efforts?
Well, for existing homes, government can be putting more money up front into mitigation, like flood levies and the like, rather than coming in after the fact to spend the money on the cleanup. Mm. It just makes a lot more sense. And then I think moving forward, we've now got more than 100 years of data. We really understand where land floods in this country, and we need to be doing more in ensuring that data is available and that governments are making the right land planning decisions.
And Andrew Hall, just finally, we've only got 50 seconds to the news. Premiums are likely to rise again after an event like this, after a flood like this?
Well, there's a whole heap of factors that can go into that. It can have an impact, but as I said earlier, insurers in this country have reinsurance. We have a well-capitalised pool. We try to keep premiums as low as possible.
Is it true that someone in Liverpool could already be facing a $30,000 insurance home bill?
Well, it is true that if you live in a very high-risk flood area, you'll probably pay more for flood insurance than someone who doesn't.
That seems like a lot, though, $30,000. Does that seem right to you, just briefly?
Well, if you live in a very high-risk area where your entire house could be flooded on a regular event, then yes, it's probably likely that that's what you would pay.
All right. Andrew Hall, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Andrew Hall, CEO of Insurance Council of Australia.